This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
So welcome back to this show. This is episode 45.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you.
Welcome back. I appreciate you being here with me a lot. I also hope you enjoyed episode 44 and the holiday season this year as much as I did. Well, now, it's time to start anew. It's a New Year's Day, and everything is laid out for you in the new 2023. What about the title? Does it fit to this first day of a new year? Let's figure this out in the minutes to follow and see what it's got to do with writing. And here we go with episode 45.
Show it with a trace of a smile in the love. This smile be something to show me.
Well, there's magic in the moments shortly before something happens. There's something that keeps us wordless, lack of expression, and astonished when looking at it. It's the moment shortly before a concert, shortly before we are about to meet somebody, all the seconds before something big is going to happen. And you know this kind of tension. I'm sure about that. And this is what this episode is about.
Of all different kinds, thank God they all have their way. And we're the key to each other, then all you have to do is tell.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of new beginnings. I'm sure anyone is. Whenever I join a classical concert, I can't wait until the moment the orchestra begins tuning with the soft and solemn sound of the oboe and all the other instruments who do follow in the seconds to come. This sound is so superb and does always offer me a big sig of good fortune before the main event begins. Oh, these moments before.
You know that I love you and I try to tell words that made sense to you. But what is the word when mind changes fast and anything you feel so true?
Let us take a step back. When you were a child, do you remember the tension when waiting for birthday or Christmas gifts? The day you joined in your very first date with a very special person? Oh Lord, I guess you'll never forget about that. Just yesterday, I had these feelings once again when it was close to midnight and an old year was about to say goodbye, and this one finally reached the line to be greeted in the most joyful way. You see, these moments before are able to occur in almost any situation of our lives. Just the same to you, I bet.
can you tell me now what is left for us by now? Just like a stranger in the dark, I stand and wonder how. The stream it flows, nobody knows where it's gonna lead us then. Here in the waters, throwing a stone, but still without a common home.
At this point, we must not forget all the people who are afraid of the changing. Those who need to know all the things around them and the way they got used to it. Not everybody is happy with changes when they happen. So, these moments before might also be something that offer two sides to the story.
No home, no, no, a common home. Just like a stranger by then.
Well, you've been asking what all of this has got to do with the title of this episode. I did not name it Moments Right Before Something. Of course not. Let me put it this way. Although I, personally, am used to be shortly before something very often, it sometimes also feels strange and sets you in a fiery mood and you got to deal with. Here's an example that relates to all the writing and the way you might also have experienced such a situation. I just finished an album, which was Framed, and I also finished my new book a couple of days ago. Now, I am right before something new is about to happen in music or according to my writing. When you are into this, it's not an easy situation to deal with. You need to have quite a lot of patience to wait before the new material becomes visible right in front of your eyes. You don't want a copy of the project before, of course not. You want to create something new that has the ability to keep you fascinated all the time you need to put it down in song or in the words of a new book. You see, there's a lot of patience needed right before you're able to start again into something new. And in these moments, I almost feel like a stranger, though I've gone through these times so often before. And that's the main thing. And that's the reason why this episode is called Like a Stranger.
I told you not to come. You said you'd stay. What do you say now that you've gone? Believe me, I'm really far from being mean to you. But tell me, after all I've seen and done here, what to do?
And maybe it's just another way of letting go the old project. Some kind of untold mourning you're unable to speak out? Who knows? But see, there is so much to writing that has nothing to do with the process of putting it down when looking at it at first. But the second look, it reveals this patience, which is always so hard to generate, because you simply want to write. Otherwise, you wouldn't go for your project. Oh my Lord, we're gotten a little deeper into it all today. Maybe this experience was already familiar to you, and you're already a master to solve this test of time. I bet you are. For myself, I can only say, I'll be going on to struggle with it every single time it happens again. Holy moly. That's about it for today, and we're just about to head on for the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed this one and the song which filled the spaces in between. It was taken from the 2019 album Otherwise, and is called Like a Stranger, same as this episode and easy to remember. You'll find my music on many of the major music outlets on the internet. Just have a look yourself on your favorite spot. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under the name at Markus Zosel Official. It's one word. Just have a look. I'll be glad to share this space with you and a lot of new followers. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find it. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One day. On yours. Lay down what you hope to find, all the things you left behind, that's painting on yours.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.